Hi, my name is Kendra, and my pharmacy project was on the current procedures and practices at mail order pharmacies in relation to shipping of a medication, as far as temperature storage, test on the storage, what shipping services they use, and who people think was responsible if adulterated medications were delivered to a patient. So to do this, I sent out a survey to willing pharmacies. So I called 490 telephone numbers. Ultimately, 96 of these 490 pharmacies were contacted. Some either refused or were too busy. Some required a message to be left, and others were not good numbers for the pharmacy in the directory. At the end of the day, only 7 people took the survey. On my poster, you can see the refrigeration and shipping categories that had the most questions on them, and then the results that pertain to those. And as you can see on the right, the results show that 3 out of 7 pharmacies ships all formulations in the same way, no special procedures or packaging. Special packaging procedures for liquids, topicals, injections, and eye drops were seen. And the packaging was only tested at 4 of the pharmacies, with yearly testing at 3 of the 4 and only documented at 2 of the 4 pharmacies. So, as you can see, there is a lot of variation between pharmacies in the processes for shipping different medications, and little is known about what happens at mail order pharmacies. Due to this lack of transparency, more research should be done on mail order pharmacies to see how we can better complete the processes of shipping medications to patients to help increase patient safety and make everything a little bit more fair across the different pharmacy types. Just wanted to say thank you for coming through my poster, and if you have any questions, just give me an email and I'll get back to you as quickly as I can.